Hello guys, and welcome to the Lean with Plants podcast. I'm Chelsea, former overweight, healthy vegan, confused about why I couldn't look like my favorite plant-based influencers, even though I was chugging back green smoothies every day. After a decade of unsustainable vegan diets, I learned the truth about weight loss, lost 40 pounds, and now I'm in the best shape of my life, even after two kids. Girl, if you've been struggling to drop the pounds as a vegan, stuck in a cycle of self-sabotage, sick of yo-yo dieting and going hungry, never being able to get and stay lean, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I share the no BS truth about why vegan women are overweight, the action steps to get you shedding fat, and the mindset you'll need to get slim for life. I'm stoked to have you here. Let's get started. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Lean with Plants. Isn't it the coolest thing that I can sit here in my little office in a tiny town in New Zealand and be in your ears right now, talking about weight loss, chit-chatting, talking about all the things to do with habit change, and it's just quite a special thing when you think about all of the opportunities that technology like this allows us. I'm trying to be more grateful at the moment. I've started, it's just so funny, I have a couple of times, I have started journaling. No, darling, I've only a couple of times written in my journal at night things that I'm grateful for, but I definitely feel that the days I do that, I'm more present, I'm just having a happier life. And I've talked about that in other episodes as well. Today we're going to be talking about why I started eating processed food again. And this is a bit of a personal story episode. For those who have been following along on my journey, you may remember that in November last year, I did a podcast interview with Chef AJ. And from that interview, I decided that I was going to give up any kind of processed food for a certain period of time. And I did that for quite a few months, and I only started eating processed food again in April. And I added a bit more processed food and occasional junk food into my diet as well. And I wanted to share with you why and give you a bit of an update on what changed and why I made that decision and what changes I've seen in my body since then, whether my thinking around this has changed at all, because I know a lot of people are looking at what I do as a bit of a guide. And I wanted to just illuminate you on how I make these kind of decisions and some of the principles that I apply to my life. And if you have been following along for a while, you know I'm all about principles. I'm not about rules. I'm about applying what you know to be true in a way that helps you. And I really think that this episode is going to help you understand how to make these kind of decisions work for you in your life for whatever season that you are in. I think this is important because it is so important for me to be transparent about why I do what I do. I know a lot of people have been following on this journey since that interview, and you would have seen on like my Instagram that I am eating a bit more processed food now. And when I made that commitment, it was the right decision at the time, and the decisions that I've made now, they are the decisions that I've made. And so I wanted to share exactly why I've done that. And I also think that it's important because what you're going to realize throughout this episode is that your goals and lifestyle will most likely shift and change. And mine definitely has, and it does all the time. So having a kind of framework where you can change and you can add more flexibility, and or you know when you need to make drastic changes in your lifestyle, that's going to be really, really important for your long-term success, because you don't want huge changes in your lifestyle to derail any progress that you've made. And you also want to be able to make big changes that are necessary if that is going to lead you to where you want to be. So how do you make those kind of decisions? Let's get into the episode. I will be sharing some principles about this at the end, and I'm going to be sharing my story. So back in November, I made that decision to go on a pretty much no processed food lifestyle and give it a go. And there was a few determining factors to that. But the main one was that I had gained a bit of weight when I'd left my job. And I've talked about this in other episodes, but I'm going to briefly share that. What happened was I left my job at a cafe to go full-time in Lean with Plants. And I think that was around July. So after I left that job, my non-exercise activity, my movement, otherwise known as NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, went way down. So the calories that I was burning on a day-to-day basis went down. And I didn't really understand how much of an impact this had at the time, but I gained a little bit of weight, about 6 to 8 pounds, which is about where I sit at the moment. And I was wanting to get that weight off. I had gotten to a point where I was happy where I was, that kind of 6 to 8 pounds lighter than I am now. It was a weight that I really enjoyed being at. I had some muscle definition there in my stomach, you know, the typical kind of like abs on the side. I definitely never had those six pack abs. It's a lot easier to get those oblique side kind of muscles. So I had a little bit of that popping out, and I had found a way for me to maintain that pretty easily. And prior to actually that kind of coming to that decision that I was happy where I was, like I wasn't actively trying to lose weight anymore, I had been trying to lose weight. And I had lost a little bit more and gotten to that point. And then I did the potato reset. Like I did like a probably about 2 weeks where I went on a bit of a potato reset. And the funny thing was I didn't lose any weight on that. So this is prior to me quitting my job. And I was like, okay, and I got to the end of that potato reset and I'd had so much freedom with my diet over that time, which sounds crazy, even though I was doing a potato reset, at which is where I was eating pretty much only potatoes and vegetables and fruits. I think I was eating fruits. I can't even remember, but I was eating so much. I was eating whatever I wanted at any time within that group. And even though I didn't lose any weight, I was had so much freedom where I felt like I could just pick up whatever I wanted anytime. I was like, you know what? If I can maintain this way, eating this way for the rest of my life, I will be happy because it's not hard. It's pretty effortless. Of course, there has to be a motorbike go by during the time that I'm doing a podcast, of course. I hope you heard that, because if you didn't hear it, then is it really a Lean with Plants episode if you don't hear a motorbike? That's the real question. So anyway, so I'd come to this decision that I was really happy at that point with being able to eat as much as I was and the freedom that I had. And then I quit my job. And so that weight gain that I had after that was frustrating for me, because I was like, okay, I just basically came to this point where I was really happy where I was happy that I could maintain it, and then I gained a little bit of weight. And I was wanting to get that off, I was wanting to get back to that lean body weight that I was when I was working at that cafe job, when I had a very, very high calorie output. And I was also just eating less because I was working a lot, I had a short amount of time for my breaks, and I could only eat what I brought with me. So I wasn't, you know, able to go to the fridge and go get a snack whenever I wanted, which I can now. My husband just very, very lovingly brought me a little smoothie while I was writing this outline. So it's just totally different for those of you that work at home versus when you're working outside. You know that it's so, so different when you're working at home. But when I gained the weight after I quit my job, the reason that I thought that I had was that I knew that my consistency in eating processed foods had gone down. I was eating more processed foods. I was eating more junk food in my diet. When I would go out with friends, I was eating more things like chips and pizza and burgers and stuff. So I had this cumulative effect where I quit my job, my NEAT went way down, so the calories that I was burning was less, and then I was eating higher calorie foods, my consistency was worse. So I gained, like I said, between 6 and 8 pounds. So the main reason, all this to say, the main reason that when I had that Chef AJ interview that I was wanting to eat less processed food or really cut it out was I had been trying unsuccessfully to cut it out of my diet or at least bring it down to a manageable level where I could start losing weight again. And I wasn't doing that successfully. I was finding that I was constantly going from eating really healthy whole foods to eating quite a lot of processed foods when I was in an instance like going out with friends, and it was summer at the time, we were doing a lot of events. It was really, really difficult because you'd be in these FOMO environments. I was in these FOMO environments all the time where people would have cooked a vegan cake or a vegan lasagna, and we'd be out with friends for hours and hours and hours, out of the beach, all of this kind of stuff with family. And it was so, so difficult to be there and just have a tiny amount of it or just eat what I'd gotten. And there was this big FOMO going on, and I was convinced that the main reason that I hadn't been able to get this weight off was because I'd been eating more processed food. When you can go and get ice cream, you think about going and getting ice cream all the time. I wanted the mental clarity of not having to feel like this was such a constant battle, and I really wanted the results of that as well, and that I thought that stopping having any kind of processed food would massively increase my consistency and it would lower the amount of calories that I was eating so that I would lose some of that weight that I had gained. One thing I want to point out here is that this feeling of struggling to kind of eat like a manageable amount of processed food, especially if you're with friends a lot, it's normal. It's a normal thing to experience. It does not mean that you are broken. It does not mean that you have a lack of willpower. It's hyper-stimulating food. Chocolate cake is hyper-stimulating. Pizza, ice cream, alcohol, all of these kind of things. So it's very hard to have small amounts of that. It's not something that means that you are destined to fail. It just means that that's a normal kind of thing that most people will experience. And I knew that people like Chef AJ and others who are completely unprocessed in what they eat, they don't experience that because they go and they always bring their food with them. It's just out of the question for them to eat processed food, and they get used to doing that. It's very hard to get used to doing that if you have the option not to do that. And I wanted to give it a good go. I'd never given that like a really, really good go, whereas I would go, okay, indefinitely, I'm going to stop eating any kind of processed food. And I'd done it when I first started losing weight on the potato reset, I had no notion that I would do that long term. It was something that was like a drastic response to wanting to lose weight because I was desperate at that point. And you can hear more about that story in other episodes. I've talked about that quite a lot. So I did this interview with Chef AJ, and I was already committed at that point, and I decided, okay, I'm going to go without any kind of processed food. And I defined what that meant to me. So to me, that meant I wasn't having things like ice cream, I wasn't having sugar, I wasn't having any oil or any kind of takeout and things like that. And I would still be eating things like dried nuts occasionally, but not roasted nuts. I'd be having dried fruit on occasion, and I could mix and blend anything that I wanted to that was a whole food to make it into something that was obviously not a whole food because it was a combination of things. So that was my defining parameters. But then I was also fine with allowing myself to have some pickled ginger, which has a tiny bit of sugar in it, and like little condiments and things like that, because I've no interest in doing something just for the sake of saying that I'm doing it. I want to do it because it's going to enrich my life and because it gets me to my goals. And I didn't think that that was necessary. So I was still having seaweed, and the seaweed that I buy has a tiny, tiny bit of oil in it. And I wasn't worried about that because it's like, if this helps me eat a sushi bowl, what the heck? I don't care, you know? I don't have to be 100% in something. I just want to get the results from it. And I don't live my life on rules. I've talked about this before as well, and we'll get into a bit more of that later on. But the thing is, I started doing this and I loved it. I freaking loved it. I did find it so much easier when I was going out with people. I just ate what I brought with me. I really got into the habit of bringing food with me. And I had a full Christmas day, Christmas dinner, not having processed food. We like made a, I think we made a vegan brownie that we had on Christmas Day, which had like sweet potato and dates and some oats in there. And I made banana ice cream. I had stuffed sweet potato, twice baked sweet potato. And I just loved it. I really, really had a good time. And I feel like it made me just way freer, and I wasn't like worried that I was gonna just kind of go all out on a, not on a binge, because I wouldn't say that I'm someone that binges anymore, and I haven't had that really that problem in what I would define as a binge for many, many years. But I would definitely overeat on processed food, like everyone does when they eat processed food, or most people do, I should say. And I didn't have that. I didn't have that anymore because I just made that commitment that I wasn't going to be eating it. And I found it relatively easy and actually really, really enjoyable. But the funny thing was that I did this from November until April and I didn't lose any weight. Maybe I lost like a tiny, tiny bit. I maintained my weight, but I didn't really lose any. And I was not eating any processed food. I didn't really change anything else about my lifestyle. But what I believed happened is I set a parameter for myself that was processed foods only. I wasn't determining whether I got into a calorie deficit. I wasn't kind of making sure that what I was eating was like a ton of vegetables or low in calorie density. I just had that parameter. I'm not going to eat any processed food. I think I was eating more food at my meals, because I find that this actually tends to happen to me, and I'd be really curious to hear if it happens to anyone else, that when I'm eating mainly like all whole foods and I'm not spicing that up a bit more and making it a bit more processed, I was having salt as well. I want to point that out, because even when I'm not eating processed food, I definitely still have salt. I definitely will still put like soy sauce and stock powders to season things. Because I like to have seasoning on my food, and I don't really have any aspiration to be salt free. So what I would find though is that I would tend to eat more, and I'm going to speculate on what some of the reasons for that are, and I'll do that a little bit later on. But I think there was a whole host of things that contributed to the fact that even though I was being super consistent in my diet and I wasn't eating any processed food, so I definitely wasn't eating any junk food, I didn't lose weight, and that was surprising for me. I maintained it. I didn't lose it. And what I said before was that the main reason that I did this was that I wanted to lose a little bit of weight. And even though I didn't find that to be true, I did really enjoy the mental clarity and the freedom that that gave me over that period. And like, I think that it was a really, really good space to be in. When I look back at it, in all reality, like, because the funny thing is, even as I'm telling the story and even as I'm writing the story, I'm having to remember my thought process behind why I did things. And this is key, guys. This is really interesting, because when someone is telling you a story that happened in their weight loss journey or what they changed in their diet years ago or how they felt, just be aware that your memory of things does get a little bit skewed, and you can't remember every single detail of every decision that you made. And I'm definitely like, some things are coming back to me. I wanted to lose weight, but I also wanted that mental clarity, and I did gain that. I didn't feel like it was as much of a struggle. I was kind of calmer. I felt calmer in myself when I was doing that. But like I said, didn't lose any weight, and I'm pretty sure that I was eating more. One of the things that was funny was that my husband and I were eating, I would say, like more things late at night and more high calorie unprocessed foods late at night. So we'd make like a sweet potato mousse that we'd have after dinner. We would make something like Ranola, which is you blend up dates with oats, and we'd have that with some soy milk and a little bit of blueberries. And even though that this is minimally processed, the thing that's mostly processed in that is that the oats, they're not whole oats, they're not steel cut oats, they have been steamed and dried. Any kind of oatmeal type oats have been, and soy milk was obviously a little bit processed. I was still having that the entire time that I was not having any junk food, and then dried dates. So even though these things in and of themselves, they're not unhealthy things, they are not calorie dilute. So this was quite a high calorie little dessert that we were having, and we were eating this most nights because the only parameters that I'd set on myself was that I didn't want to eat any processed food. So it was little things here and there where I wasn't eating processed food, but I was eating higher calorie whole foods. And I think that contributed to the fact that I wasn't actually losing any weight. Leading up to my birthday in April, I started to think a lot about having burgers and pizza on my birthday. And we had a new burger place that opened up in my town, and it's run actually by a friend of mine, and they had some vegan burgers on the menu. And so all my friends have been talking about these vegan burgers, and my family have been saying that they're really, really good. And I was thinking, okay, so for my birthday, I'm just going to have one day where I'm going to go and I'm going to have a burger and chips. I really wanted to have scones. My mum makes like the best date scones, and I just wanted to have some scones on my birthday. So I made that decision that I was going to have some processed food on my birthday, and I did, and I enjoyed it. It wasn't as amazing as I had remembered, but I started eating it again and I didn't stop. And it's so, and when I look back, it's kind of funny because I remember feeling bad about that at the time and that I'd failed in a way because I had made that decision that I wasn't going to be eating processed food for a while. I didn't put any date on it. I didn't say, you know, I'm never going to eat processed food again. And I'd done a good time of it, but I had thought that I would probably go back to not having it very often, maybe only having it on birthdays or Christmas and things like that. But it doesn't really work that way for me, at least anyway. So I just started incorporating more processed food and a bit more junk food into my diet. But here's a really interesting thing. I didn't gain any weight. My weight stayed relatively stable. I'd not lost any. So my weight has been so stable, probably fluctuating by about a kilo at most for the last year, at least the last year. And there's been a few times that it's gone up like a little bit more. For instance, I went to Wellington on a girls' trip a couple of weeks ago. I think about a month ago now. And I did eat way more processed food on that trip because, I mean, we had a little Airbnb and we cooked a few meals. But for the most part, we were eating out things like pasta, and I had some cookies in there. Definitely didn't go crazy on there. We still had lots of fruit and we ate oatmeal in the mornings. But when I got back from that trip, the scales were, it was probably up like a kilo. And then within a week of coming home, it was right back to where it was because it was back into my regular routine and in my regular day-to-day life. I actually, at this point in my life, I'm not eating as much food as I used to eat. Nowhere near it. And I'm really finding that I'm super in tune with my hunger at the moment, where I can have dinner and even if there's like two mouthfuls left, if I'm feeling full, I don't feel the need to eat that. If it was pizza, I definitely would. You know, I'd finish off that last piece of pizza if I was eating a piece, or eating a slice, I should say. But most of the time, I'm just super in tune with that I don't feel the need to go past that feeling of fullness. And it's taken me a very, very long time to get to that point. But isn't this really, really interesting in the fact that even though my lifestyle and my diet has changed throughout the past year at various times, it is still relatively stable, even though I'm eating more processed food now than I was. And I don't really have a desire to go back to completely eliminating processed food from my diet. I'm not finding it super difficult with having that in. And I think the main thing being that I know that I can eat some processed food and it doesn't cause me to gain weight. So this is a really interesting thing where you go, like, how much processed food would you have in your diet if it wasn't causing you to binge? If it was something that you could have at small amounts, at not super, super regular intervals, and it didn't cause weight gain? Would you have it into your diet? That's a question. I think everyone is really, really different here, and everyone's going to be different at different parts of their journey. And this is what I want to get into and talk about, is that at different stages in your weight loss journey, what you do is going to be helpful at one point and maybe not at another point. And I think that that stint that I did of being completely unprocessed was really helpful for me at that time. Now, I don't really want to go back, like I said, and I might at some point, but I'm not feeling like I need to. I'm not feeling like I'm controlled by processed food. I feel like I can have a little bit of it here and there, and it's not a big deal for me. The other thing is, I'm not trying to maintain 6 to 8 pounds less of me than I was trying to maintain a year ago. So this is another thing as well. So I am kind of at my equilibrium at a higher level. And if you want to understand what I mean when I'm talking about that, then go and listen to the two-part series that I did on set point theory. There is not a set point that your body has, but if you are a higher body weight, you have a higher calorie burn because you have more of you moving about. So just to put some figures on it, I have no idea if these are accurate or not. If I was 8 pounds less, when I was at my lowest weight, I was probably 8 pounds less than what I am now. Let's say that at that weight, I had to eat 200 calories less per day to maintain that weight than what I eat now. That means that I get 200 calories more, and maybe it's more than that, maybe it's less, I don't actually know, but I get to eat 200 calories or some level of calories more than what I ate then, and I can still maintain my weight at this level because there is more of me. So I exude more energy simply because I am a bigger person, all right? So it's easier for me to maintain this because I have a bit more leeway. So I'm able to have a bit more processed food in my diet. I'm not necessarily actively trying to get to that point because I don't know if that's actually even worth it for me. But if I was, I probably wouldn't be able to have the lifestyle that I have now because this lifestyle is not leading to weight loss. But that's another thing that's really important to consider: what are your goals? What is the kind of lifestyle that you're wanting to maintain? How do you want to be living your life? And only you can answer that. I think a whole foods, plant-based diet, a completely unprocessed diet, no salt, no oil, no sugar, is the best way to be eating. There is no question about this. But for most people, and probably self-included, the choices aren't between a whole foods, plant-based diet and a slightly less whole foods, but still plant-based diet. The choices is normally between a completely whole foods, perfect diet, and then complete binging. That is to say that most people do not struggle with having slightly less whole foods in their diet and having a little bit of processed food. Most people struggle with an all-in or all-out cycle, that they're completely all whole foods or they're on a binging cycle. And over the past couple of months, I've had the opportunity to talk to quite a few women who have read all the books about weight loss from our most cherished plant-based doctors. They have done a ton of different programs, and they've known about this kind of stuff for many, many years, and they still struggle massively with binging. They still struggle with the fact that even though they know exactly what to do, they cannot do it, and they cannot do it consistently. And I think that there is so much shame around this fact, and there is so much of this idea that I'm a failure. I must be a failure because I don't lack knowledge. I just lack application. And if that is you listening right now, then that is not the case. There are so many women I've talked to recently who feel the same. It does not make you broken. I really do believe, and I'm starting to believe this more and more, that when we're aiming for perfection all the time and we see that as the only thing that will make us happy and give us security in our life, that it becomes very, very hard to be content in what you're doing. It becomes very hard to not be all in, all out, because you feel like such a failure the moment that you're not perfect. I think that this is even harder for people who understand exactly how this works, people that have read all the books, because your standard, your knowledge standard is so high, and you see the gap between where you know you should be and where you are now, and it's demoralizing when you keep slipping from that, because you feel like, okay, someone who doesn't understand this, someone on a standard American diet, someone who hasn't watched all the documentaries that I have, maybe that person, I'll give them some leeway, right? They don't know what I know, but I'm going to be, you're so hard on yourself because you know it and you don't do it. And when you don't do it, even to a tiny degree, you're just beating yourself up because it's not good enough, and it's never good enough. But what I want to say to you is where you are and where you even could or should, I hate the word should be, where you want to be, is going to change at different points of your life. And someone else's exact blueprint about how they promote eating isn't always going to suit you at every single point of your life. I think it's super important to know where those kind of goalposts are. That whole foods plant-based diet, we know that that's healthy, we know that that's good, we know that that's going to lead us to the results that we want. But what's important is that your habits are moving you in that direction. Not that you are there 100% of the time or that you are a failure. So having that habit goal of moving towards that with more consistency than you have now, rather than fixating on that as being the pinnacle of success. Because here's the thing, I really don't know a lot of people who are 100% SOS free, completely never having an ice cream, never having a coffee, never going out to a restaurant and having something with a bit of oil. I really don't know many people who are doing this. I really don't. And not long term. There are a few people, but something I want to point out about this is that it's right for them. It's right for them where they are right now. It does not mean that it is necessarily right for you. And a lot of the people that we look up to on a completely whole foods plant-based diet, they made that decision because, like I did, it was right for me at the time. But they're also surrounded by a lot of people that do that consistently. It's the environment that they live in. It's very hard to maintain that if that's not the environment that you live in. And it's very hard to have that as your, or even want that to be something that you have 100% of the time, if that's not your circle of people, right? If that's something that's so contrary to your current lifestyle. And here's the thing, I feel like I have to be very, very cautious here, where what I'm saying is that it's not about how perfect you are. It's not about how perfect I am. It's about, do my decisions at this exact moment bring me closer to having the health that I want, having the lifestyle that I want, the freedom that I want, the enjoyment of my life that I want? Because ultimately that is why you have your health. You have your health because you want to enjoy your life long term. You want to lose weight because you want enjoyment of your life in the maximum capacity that you have long term. That is why you do that. So if you're moving in that direction, great. It's going to look different for you than it does for me, undoubtedly. And it is for other people as well. What I see often is that people actually will sacrifice enjoyment of their life. They will sacrifice feeling like they are making progress and that they are, you know, they are doing something that is sustainable or enjoyable for them because they have not reached that pinnacle yet. If you are resonating with this at all, I really, really want to tell you that you do not have to be perfect. You just have to get where you want to be, right? You just have to be moving in that direction. It's not perfection itself that is going to bring you those things. It is the habits and the lifestyle that brings you closer to where you want to be. And the main takeaway from this is not that I think that you should be eating processed food, or I think that you shouldn't be eating processed food. I hope that what you can understand from me talking about my experience with this is that that's kind of only something that you can decide. And it's something that you decide based on what your goals are and based on where you are right now. What I have found, and maybe this is a completely different podcast episode, because I'm noticing some things more. I'm noticing things that are coming out of the woodwork that I didn't realize until I have started talking more about consistency. And I don't know if you have noticed this in the past couple of months, that I'm talking about consistency more and more. I'm talking about habit change and mindset because I'm seeing it. I'm seeing a lot of people who are struggling with this area, and I don't think that it's talked about enough. So things are coming out of the woodwork. But what I have started to realize is that when I have a little bit more processed elements in my diet, in terms of my day-to-day diet, a little bit more variety, a little bit more freedom, then I am personally content with a much more moderate amount of food. I still eat big portions, but I'm not eating to the point where I'm getting my satiation just from feeling stuffed. I'm also getting satiation from the fact that I just had like my whole foods plant-based veggie packed meal that I love, because, and I didn't skimp on putting a few toasted sesame seeds on. I didn't skimp on putting like some chilies that I love and some coriander and some salt in there and a bit of soy sauce on top, or some mashed avocado with some salt and lime. I didn't skimp on those things, as in I didn't cut them out because I'm not following a rule book. I put a little bit on and I made decisions based on principles. Okay, keep it low calorie density, Chelsea. Put a little bit of that stuff on. But when I do that, like I love that stuff more. I'm super, super content with my meal. And what I've been learning is that satiation has got a mental component. There is a psychological element to satiation. And I have noticed that a lot of people who are coming from a background of just eating a lot of food. Like I'm talking like 10 pounds of food a day or 8 pounds of food a day, which is a lot more than most people will be eating. And they will tend to be having like very, very plain food, or they'll be like a little bit scared to have the kind of foods that I'm eating. I'm like, I used to eat like that. And like I said, I'll probably do another episode on that. But I think that it's worth experimenting. If you're finding that you're not satisfied in your lifestyle, maybe you need to add a little bit of variety. Maybe you need to experiment with a little bit more freedom in there and see how that affects your enjoyment and your satisfaction. And just to give you an example of this, there is an amazing woman, Lean with Plants, who joined a few months ago in the last intake. And I have seen her struggle. And if you're listening right now, you know who you are, and we all know who you are. I saw you struggle with how hard this was to change your lifestyle. And Lean with Plants is not about following rules. We do not have strict guidelines of what you can and you cannot do. There's a lot of women in there who are not even fully vegan. We're non-judgmental space. We have guidelines that we know will get people seeing results. And then the main thrust of the program is consistency and habit change and learning how to change your mindset around how you deal with like an all-in, all-out mindset and failure and all this stuff, so that you can become more consistent, so that you can improve from your starting point. So she was trying very, very hard to kind of be perfect in her diet, and her consistency was massively, massively failing because of this. She started to add a bit more fat to her meals, a little bit more freedom on her day-to-day meals. She was eating more in her day-to-day meals. And even though her meals would have been slightly higher in calories, her consistency shot up. Like, I'm talking almost overnight after months and months of struggling. And she started to see consistent weight loss. She is looking totally different. She is feeling totally different. I've seen her transform both in her body and her mental state because she found a lifestyle that she can maintain. That is the biggest question that you need to take away from this. Are you right now living a lifestyle that you want to maintain, that you are enjoying, that you feel good about, that is leading you? And you don't have to love every element of it. Like if I could go and eat Magnums, which are like these vegan ice creams and pizza every night, I probably wouldn't at this point because I've gotten used to not having it. I like my vegetables, but I definitely would eat more of it, right? I definitely would be eating more of that stuff. But I'm pretty, pretty happy with my lifestyle. I love that I can eat as much food as I want. I love that I have the freedom to do that. And I love that my lifestyle allows me to live in a body that I really enjoy, that I'm confident about, that I don't feel trapped in my skin. And I cannot tell you how good it feels to be able to do that with food freedom. That there is no trade-off where you go, okay, it's worth it to be struggling at something that you cannot maintain, because the repercussions of that are a complete rebound. You're going to gain all that weight most of the time because willpower doesn't last. We get sick of it and it's just not fun. It's not even fun when you are living in a body that is like, maybe it reflects who you are, but your lifestyle is not sustainable to stay there. So asking yourself, am I moving towards a lifestyle that I love, that I can maintain, that is giving me the results that I want? And understanding that that is going to look different for you at different times. This is why I do not believe a one-size-fits-all approach is a good idea or even all that helpful. I truly believe that this is something that needs some experimentation, that you have that goalpost, lots of veggies, whole foods, plant-based diet, and that these things work into the fact that we know that they're healthy and we know that they are low in calorie density. So they're most likely going to get us into a calorie deficit. But actually maintaining perfection or even reaching that point, it's not necessary. And for a lot of people, not even helpful. There have been times in my life where I have thought that just being able to stuff my face with bananas, but then being super, super hungry, like hours later, was the key to me getting to where I wanted to be. There's been times where I thought that macro counting was going to help me because I could control my calorie intake and lose weight, but I was miserable because I had to weigh and measure everything, and some days I was hungrier. There's been times where I have been completely unprocessed and that I have enjoyed that. Okay, yes, still eating salt. And I enjoyed that and it was great for me at that time. There are times that I've done the potato reset and I felt like that was right for me at the time. The things that have been sustainable for me and that have worked for me long time and that I see working for other people is when they find a lifestyle that they enjoy, that is sustainable, that does not include any hunger, but that also leads them to the results that they want. And it's kind of like when people talk about what you need to have fulfillment in a job. Not only do you need to be doing something that you are passionate about, that's only half of the equation. You also need to be doing something that actually brings you some kind of value back. So some kind of financial remuneration. I think that's how you say it. Financial remuneration. Okay, getting out my big words here. That's what's going to lead you to fulfillment in a job. It's not one without the other. So think about that. I know this has been a slightly different podcast episode to my normal points. Let me know if you've enjoyed this. Let me know if you've taken it away. The biggest takeaway is that there isn't one size fits all. That is the biggest takeaway. But within that, looking at what is realistic scientific evidence. Like I would hate for someone to listen to this and take away the fact and go, oh, so carbs don't work for me. You know, carbs don't work. We know that carbohydrates are great for weight loss. We know that they are satiating. We know that, you know, these are things that are absolutely true. But how much processed food you have in your diet, when exactly you eat, whether you have salt in your diet, whether you have like no fats or you have some fats, that is going to be a bit of a personal decision. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. I hope that this has been helpful for you. Let me know if you want me to talk more. Let me know. Did I say that? If you want me to talk more about how I've become much more in tune with my hunger and how I really don't feel the need to be eating huge portions like I used to, and how I personally find that incredibly freeing. How I went from someone who was a massive volume eater in response to restriction, and that now I eat just a normal amount and I eat as much as I want, and I can put food back if I'm not hungry for it anymore. I can leave things on my plate. So if you want me to talk about that at some point, let me know. Send me a DM, write a review. I read all the reviews, and we're up to, I think we're over 500 flipping reviews on this podcast. I just saw last week that this podcast was number 26 in America on the nutrition podcast. Like, I get the stats for that. I was like, what the heck? People are finding this podcast when they're going to search for nutrition things. So that is pretty cool. And if you want to contribute to that, I always say, help me out, help the Lean of Plants movement get out of there by liking and reviewing the podcast. All right, I'm going to leave it there. I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.